Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. On today's program, we take a journey to Peru with Sonia Lopez Bayona, an organizer of trips to the spiritual sites of Peru, and Wilbert Salas Atase, an indigenous healer and shaman. We learn some of the particular insights of the indigenous people and healing energy contained in the sacred sites. Our opening theme is Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark, followed by Quetzal Feather by Racy's Group. You're listening to PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network. Sonia, I would love for you to speak about this journey, but also this experience of going into the richness and the depths of your culture, because this is happening largely because you started this journey several years ago, really connecting to the Paco and connecting to the sites and coming to understand the nature and the richness there. So what has it meant for you personally to connect and to experience that kind of healing for yourself?
So I'm also Peruvian, from, although I was born here, but my history, my people are Peruvian. I was born here, and that was part of the issue, that being born here and not having any of my indigenous traditional culture around me, I was kind of like not fitting in. There was something, because our my family was different from most of the rest of the families around us, although beautiful people, but we spoke differently, the Spanish language, although that's not our traditional language, but we spoke it and we spoke it differently. Our foods were different. Our way of feeling, the way of expression, our way of expressing ourselves was also different. So I didn't have any of that around me, but I was acutely aware of it. And I also didn't know who I was, in a way, for a long, long time, because mother would hide who she was. You know, that was how they, our people, were made to feel that we shouldn't be who we really are. We should assimilate. And so our people always tried to assimilate, and they did a terrible job of it. Because somewhere deep, I guess it doesn't happen that easily. But anyway, so I was really trying to find out who I was. And in that journey, I met some indigenous elders of the United States, of America, some folks here, some of the tribes. And so I began to feel like I began to understand what the people thought like. I wanted to know, what did my people think like? What do my people feel about this life? What did we think? How did we feel? How did we relate to life? And so that started to come through in my connection with Native Americans, who I sought out as my relations. But I still had not gone to my own country, my own roots, until I finally did when I was older. And I went, and I've been going back more recently, almost every year for many, many years now. And still some of those same questions were there, because these things take process to a lifetime almost to work themselves out in one. So I still had those questions. I just wanted to go deeper with them. And having been in Peru and traveling through the Sacred Valley and traveling through Cusco, there especially, because that's where it still remains. That's where it's still alive, the spirit and the soul of the people. And there's still connection with earth, you know, and with the stars and with spirit. Whereas the city, Lima, it's not like that. It's like Lima's like New York, you know, it's kind of like that. So you feel vibrant. I felt alive. I felt like everything was comfortable. Everything was comforting about the people, what I saw. And working with the Pacos, well, that is a unique experience. They really teach you the wisdom. They really teach you about how to understand this life, how to see others, how to see yourself. They really teach you how to connect more deeply with yourself. And so those are the more important lessons. Those have been the things, and they're open. They want to teach you. So that those are the more important lessons. Those were the things that I've gathered, reached more deeply inside of me. So letting go of things that don't serve me anymore, but doing that with love, doing that with feeling, not just with the mind. Yes, with the mind, you have to do it, but doing that with love and with feeling, so that it is a whole process that you go through. So that's been my understanding and my work, which has continued and will continue for the rest of my life.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was great. Thank you. Wilbert Salas Atase.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity. First of all, I'm Wilbert Salas from Cusco, Peru. I just born like 78 kilometers far from the Cusco city. And my village is like Ipuer. When I was like 6 years old, or maybe until 6 years old, I was just speaking Quechua, which is the mother language. And, you know, there I learned it from my father and my mother and my grandfather and grandmother. Everything that we do is just make ceremonies. You know, in the high mountains, there were no roads. Right now they are doing roads, but on that time there were no any roads. There were no any communication. And what we do is just take illness, disease, and taking care with the healings, with the ceremonies. That's what we do. And that they do not just right now, they do from ancient, from the old time. For example, if you have problem with a headache, we need to make sometimes bath. Sometimes we need to drink tea from the herbs, and that's going to be, you know, one of the way how we are going to take care of the things. But the principal thing here is the people who are in the high mountains live together in the great integration. But for this integration, they need to have these three core value, which is knowledge, love, and energy. You know, the knowledge is all your experience. The love is your deeply love that you have. It's not the love that I love you, you live. It's not that one. It's the deeply love that you have to find yourself. And after that, you are ready to love to another people. And the energy is going to be the reaction and action between the knowledge and experience with your love. And after that will be this famous energy. So in my village, in my speaking, in my words, we say, Yache Muna Yanke, these three words go together. That's what we have to know very well. And knowing these words and knowing how work these words, how work these concepts, we are going to be inside of, in our culture. And in our culture, what we do is just the biggest integration. But for this integration, it needs to be clean spiritually and physically. What we do with the pakos, what we do is we put just in balance the spiritual part of the person, the physical part of the person, you know, why not in sentimental and emotional part, of course, because there is a lot of people right now, they don't know where they are. They're walking, but they don't know what they are doing, how they're walking. So what we do is just to go back again and walk in the right way. That's what we do. For example, in the high mountains, normally, we believe in the high mountains. We believe in the Mother Earth. We believe in the stars because we believe they have the deeply, deeply love because they have the good knowledge and they have the energy. And we need to keep this energy and we need to keep this knowledge and also we need to keep love and bring to the people who need that one. Because right now people, they say, okay, I love myself. No, that is not true. They are lying because love yourself means good integration with yourself. That is why that we talk about the Chakana. Chakana is the upper world in the sky. So Chakana for us is the southern cross. In the middle of the southern cross is going to be a point where we need to go inside. There is the really and a great integration. That's where we need to go. We need to walk in the nice and great gold path in the Kapag Nyang, which means the great rich gold path. That's where we need to walk. But to start to this path, we need to be clean. To start to this path, we need to have a good integration. You know me, I know you. But to say that, we need to work much better in experience. We need to work on the love, and also we need to work on the energy. In my culture, if we have many problems, we go to the mountains and we say, okay, please, Apu, God, come be with us. Come be with us. And take care of me. This is my problem. And you know my problem. And I am sure that you can help me. Telling these words, we have to call to the spirits of the mountain. We have to call to the spirit of the birds. Because here in the high mountain, we believe in the spirit of the condor. We believe in the spirit of the great puma, Chukachinche. We believe also in the great spirit of the snake, the great serpent. So we have to call to them. But to call them, you need to use a nice word, which is Munaiki. Munaiki means the great mode, the great form to call to them. And you call to them, Hampitete, come be with us. Take care of my illness. You know me very well. I am this person. I am Wilbert. I am Kathy. I am Sonia. But you know me very well. And wherever that I lost my soul, you need to bring my soul. Because people here in this world, in this new world, is why they lost wherever the soul. And we need back the soul. And the soul cannot come in back right away. It's going to be there until that we are going to call. So for a call to the soul, we need to make the soul retrieval. And the soul retrieval, we have to make a nice ceremony with the great ingredients, with the great things that we use for that.
Thank you.
Sonia Lopez Bayona is the person who has organized this wonderful trip Peru, political and spiritual connections. So, Sonia, tell us a little bit about this trip that's coming up.
Yes, this is going to be a really wonderful trip. It's first, let me give you the dates. It's November the 7th through the 15th, so it's 9 days. And we're going to be traveling to the city of Cusco, Peru, in the highlands, in the altitude of Peru, in the Andes. And when we arrive, we'll be meeting with Wilbert Salas Atassi, who is our Paco and our local guide. He's also our local guide, and he will be with us all of the time. Wilbert is a Paco is a master of Andean traditional knowledge and energies. That is the term that is used in Peru. It is an indigenous term, and that is how they refer to themselves. He comes from a long line of a family of these traditions. He actually himself lives in a small village, not in the city of Cusco, but in the department of Cusco. We will be going to the city of Cusco. First, we will be going there, and we will be spending the first few nights there, seeing the whole, much of the ancient part of the city and some of its other parts. It's a symbiosis of the Spanish culture who came to impose themselves on our traditional cultures, our traditional Peruvian Inca and pre-Inca culture. So you'll see it in the architecture, you'll see it in the faces of the people, you'll see it in the way that they, in the foods, you'll see it in the way that the people dress, you'll see it in the way they speak, you'll see it in that symbiosis in many ways. But the roots, the tradition is still the thing that predominates, especially in all of the Andes, because the Andes is a powerful place on Earth. It is a place of high energy. And there are places in the Andes that have, very concentrated, very elevated, lofty, loving, high, elevating energies. And so one of those, for example, is Sasawemang. Another one is Machu Picchu, which we will be going to, world famous Machu Picchu. And it was never discovered by the Spanish. It wasn't discovered until the 19th century. So that place, fortunately, was not touched and plundered like most of the other places were. We will be going to an ancient city that still is alive from the time of pre-colonialism. It is Ollantaytambo, and the people there have always lived there. These are generations and generations of families that have always lived there. Of course, there's been mixtures, but you will see that they still live in their traditional buildings, and you'll see these incredible little streets and they are Inca streets. They're not European. This is not a European town. It didn't go through as much of that change as Cusco did. So while we're there, we're going to be meeting with Wilbert and also meeting in Cusco with Juan Carlos Machicado. He's an indigenous Peruvian scholar who has a deep understanding of the political, historical, cultural, and spiritual evolution of his country. And he will be talking to us for a few hours, and we will have an opportunity to ask him questions about what is going on, whatever we want to ask him, really. What is going on in Peru right now? How has Peru changed in the last 50 years? Or what happened in the times of the colonialism when it first happened here? If you have questions about that, he can give you a deeper understanding about what Peru is and the area that we'll be going to and the other areas, so that you can have like a foundation as we embark on the rest of the trip. And that will be like the second night. So from there, from Cusco, then we're going to be entering into the Sacred Valley, and we're first going to stop at a town of Chinchero, and we'll have the opportunity to see how the traditional weaving is done, including how they color the threads that they use to make all of the weaving. And we'll visit some sites in Chinchero, some of the older sites in Chinchero. And then from there, like Wilbur will explain in this broadcast following, we'll be stopping at Morai, this sacred center also. So we will proceed deeper and deeper into the sacred valley, going to Ollantaytambo and spending a few nights, seeing the sacred fortress. They call it a fortress, but maybe Wilbur will tell us better what it is, of Ollantaytambo and its whole surrounding area. And from there, we'll be going deeper into the more tropical area of where we will be going towards Machu Picchu, because Machu Picchu is in a tropical mountainous area. We'll be there spending one night. And then we'll return to Ollantaytambo. And from there, we will go on to Pisac, where we will spend a few more nights and we'll be able to do our ceremonies there. After having been already in the Sacred Valley for some days, we'll be going to the other part of the Sacred Valley where Pisac is, and you will be more acclimated to the environment. You will have relaxed much more, have the opportunity to reconnect with something that's inside of you that's deeper, that we don't usually get the chance to reconnect in our busy lives out here. And then we'll be more ready to participate in these ceremonies that we'll then proceed to be a part of, which one is the fire ceremony and the other one is an offering ceremony. We call it despacho. And we'll be more open, we'll be more primed, we'll be primed to be able to participate in these ceremonies so that we can also benefit more fully from them. And all of this will be led by myself and by Wilbur. We will be taking you to all of these places, and Wilbur will be the local tour guide who will give you the expertise on all of the places, as well as he will be leading the ceremonies because he is the Bako. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, so when we make the ceremonies is going to be a lot of ingredients. And the principal ingredient, the main ingredient that we're going to use is going to be the coca leaves. With these coca leaves, we are going to make the quintos. Quintos is going to be a special ingredient in which we are going to ask our intentions. We are going to say, okay, here I give you, here I sent you this problem, and you need clean, and you need fix, and you need to take care of this. So the quinto is going to be made in three leaves, and also these three leaves will be with the color of flowers, red, white, and yellow. And these three coca leaves meaning upper world, here world, and underworld. Because, you know, in the same thing, upper world has the knowledge. This world has a knowledge. Underworld has also the knowledge. So we are going to represent in this ingredient, in this coca leaves, in the quinto, this thing. Okay? And after that, we are going to use the lamaceros. We are going to use the sugar. We are going to use the raisins. We are going to use flowers. We are going to use some cakes. We are going to use some candies. Okay? And after that, we are going to use also some small objects which are going to represent the different gods. For example, we are going to use the shallow shell from the ocean, you know, the starfish, which is going to represent the animal from the ocean. Okay, that's what we are going to do. But that ones, when we do this ceremony, you know, people has to make the great intention. All the ceremony will work if you have a nice intention, if you have a great intention. Otherwise, it's going to be just a small show, okay? Because we need to have a good intention. The intention is the best when we do the ceremony, okay? And this ceremony we can do in your house. We can do in the nice place. For example, you will mention that we are going to go to the Sacred Valley. In the Sacred Valley, we have a great and beautiful places. There we are going to do the ceremony. The first ceremony will be to say to the world, thank you. And the last one will be also to say thank you. But, you know, we are going to ask in this opportunity for the people to be in peace, for the people who need to have a good integration with themselves, with their family, with their friends, with the community, with everything. So that's what we are going to do. Because in my Indian culture, what we do is just that live together happy. But right now we are not living together happy. In the Inca times, people were happy. You know, in the Inca times, they were not hungry because the people were working and they have a lot of food to eat. Right now, we have problems. Right now, we have problem with the water. But, you know, also we can say to the Mother Earth, give us back the water. So we are going to do many, many ceremonies just asking what we need. And the intention will be the main request.
I have a question. What is the difference of doing a quinto ceremony here in New York City or doing it there in Peru in the outskirts of Cusco? Isn't it the same thing? What is the difference?
It's a beautiful question, beautiful question. Remember that if you go to the place, in the place that grows the material, in the place that we can find the fruit, in the place that you can grow the cereals, it's much more nice, it's much more delicious. It's like that also. For example, coca leaves grow here in the mountains. So here is much, because the energy is there. If we translate the coca leaf from here to New York, coca leaf is going to be okay. But, you know, the meaning and the energy and the powerful that each coca leaf has is not going to be 100%. It's going to be 90, 95 or 85%. Of course, we can do the ceremony in New York, but not using coca leaves. We can use another leaves, maybe like Baileys, and that way we can do it. Because, you know, to bring a coca leaf from here to New York is going to be impossible because it's not allowed. Mm-hmm. So, but anyhow, for example, I have to just explain a little bit about that, why we have to do in the place. For example, if you drink ayahuasca, you need to go to the jungle. You can do in New York, you can do in England, but the much more powerful drink, the medicine, will be in the place where the ayahuasca grows, in this case, in the jungle. That's the difference. I don't know if you understand me.
It's much better
to do the ceremonies in the place that you have the energy, the 100% powerful energy. There is the great ceremony.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course,
we can do everywhere, but this is not going to be 100%. It's going to be 85% and 80%. That's sure.
I understand very much why it would be so much more powerful to do it with the plants where they grow. But also, for me, there is a deep spiritual connection with I might consider to be like the ancestral wisdom, and sort of the actual living energy of the plant is there alive and functioning. I'm wondering if you could speak to that living spiritual energy that comes through the ceremony, but is there alive, and we can connect to that, I believe.
Yes, I will. If you are going to have connection with the spirits will come. The spirits will be there. Because before to start with our ceremony, what we are going to do is we are going to open in the directions. And opening directions means opening the sacred spaces, which is east, west, south, and north. First of all, we are going to call from these four sacred spaces all the spirits which are in each direction. We are going to say, Hampi, come be with us. Come. So they will be there, of course. But, you know, what I mean is that, you know, if we are like, for example, in Sacsayhuaman, or maybe if you are going to be in Pachacutec, which is the perfect place to do the ceremony, we are in the place. We are in the place that many, we can say thousands and thousands of years, they did already the ceremonies there. And it's much more powerful because we are in the temple. For us, all the places, all the sacred places, like a temple, like a clean place where we can be, we can call spiritually. On the same time, we can clean ourselves and we can clean to other people spiritually, you know, and also physically, why not emotional and sentimental way also. We can clean, we can fix. That's the intention. That's the idea in this culture, you know, clean with the help of the spirits. Because when we are going to start the ceremony, we are not going to say just to the specific spirit to come to us and make the ceremony. No, we are going to invite to all spirits. We will start, for example, with the spirit of the upper world, in the Titan Mamakitia, which is the sun and moon and the star nations. And after that, we are going to come down and we will call to the animals, which is condor, snake, serpent, and puma, and hawk. You know, we are going to go down and we are going to call to the rivers, to the snake, you know, so it's going to be huge of spirit. We are going to call before to start the ceremony, and then we will do the real ceremony. And people are going to say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be different. No, we have to wait a little bit. We need gathering. Once we have ceremony, we need snake gathering, and after that we'll work the spiritual way. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So it is a way for people to come there and be open and to be willing to let go of whatever things might be happening with them. Is there a way that people can prepare themselves so that they can go there and really embrace and have that experience of healing?
Right. For that, we need to be open. We need to be ready. We need to say to the spirits, I am here. The gates are open. Because the spirits know you very well to you. The spirits know us very well to us, who we are. So they are going to go inside of our body and they're going to clean. They're going to change. The idea is change this bad energies that you have inside, take out and change with this great new and great energies, the new knowledge. So people, when they're going to know a little bit more about this culture, for sure they're going to change. They're going to shift their life. They're going to have another direction. They're going to have a new path because they're going to feel, because they're going to, probably they are not going to touch, but they're going to feel how works this spiritual way. It's just the talking is a little difficult. But you know, when we do the ceremony, after the ceremony, you cannot believe it. You'll be another person. You're going to say, oh, yes, it's my kid. Just closing your eyes and calling your ancestors, calling your great spirits, you're going to be so different. For example, if you have problem with your grandfather, grandmother, use the spirit of the hummingbird, and you will go there. And after that, he will say, yes, I am there. I just had excuse. And it's time to say, forgive me, forgive you. That's it. Everything we can do it. Everything you can talk. It's not going to be, you know, screaming. It's going to be just with a nice voice. It's going to be just maybe not speaking, but just a mentality. You're going to say many things. That's the energetic way healing. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you.
The fire ceremony is going to be, normally we do during a night. But in my ancestors, they did in August. In August. August, 1st of August is the best time to do the fire ceremony. Because for us in the Andean culture, the 1st August is going to be the new year for cultivations. Okay? Because the cultivation is going to start in August. That's why that we say to the fire. The fire is another kind of a great spirit which is going to clean all our intentions. When we do the ceremony, sometimes we need burn it, the despacho. So when we do the burn it, despacho, fire is going to be the spirit who's going to transfer our intentions to the upper world, to make real our requestings, to make real our intentions. So fire is very important for us. And also when you are going to do the fire ceremony, you are going to see the figures. It's not like I'm not talking you, you know, worse things. I'm not talking you the real things. When we do the ceremony, you will see the fire. How nice forms give you. Maybe for you, eyes is going to be like the face of your uncle, the face of some animal, or the face of some object. But you need to keep your eyes in the fire, and the fire will show you. And according to that one, you have to tell us to the Pacos, and the Pacos, we are going to interpret it. Okay, that's the fire is telling you that. The fire, because the fire is going to telling us what you have to do it. How you, which is your connection, for example. Some people works very well with the puma. Some people works just with the river. People work with the plants. So that one also, the fire can show you, if it's possible. But for that, you need to be open. And for that, to see or to read the fire, you have to have a good concentration yourself, okay? And that one is going to help you. That's the fire ceremony. And the fire ceremony, for example, you're going to pick up a small piece of wood. With that, you're going to just bat your body. You're going to pass all your body and tell you, okay, I may have this problem in this part, and you're going to burn this wood. And this wood is going to be the biggest transport of your requesting, the biggest transport of your illness, the biggest keeper of your bad energies, because you're going to burn it. And when you're going to burn it, the fire will clean. The fire disappears all these bad energies. That's the idea.